During an animal health emergency, the conduct and behavior of responders will not only be a reflection of the respective agency, but also can impact the responder's safety, as well as influence public perception of the response. This just-in-time training presentation will overview basic code of conduct practices and responder actions that should be followed during an animal emergency response. A code of conduct is a collection of rules, principles, behaviors, and expectations considered significant and fundamental for a successful response. During any animal health emergency, a large number of personnel will be interacting and working together. Additionally, the public will be observing the activities of the response and actions of the responders. For this reason, the behavior and conduct of responders can play a critical role in the success and public perception of an event. Responders should conduct themselves in a professional and courteous manner at all times. This includes when the responder is on or off duty. All persons, including team members, other responders, supervisors, as well as the general public, should be treated with respect, without harassment, victimization, or discrimination. Avoid public criticism of team members or other responders. Avoid the use of offensive or profane language or gestures. Honesty and integrity are also expected. Do not misrepresent yourself or your training. Do not use your identification to gain unnecessary access, favors, special privileges, benefits, exemptions, or gifts from anyone. Responders are expected to perform to their level of training and within the limits of relevant laws and regulations. Do not engage in any illegal activities or work while under the influence of non-prescription drugs or alcohol. Be cognizant of your actions and do not take any actions that would jeopardize another team member's safety. It is also important for responders to maintain confidentiality. Much of the information encountered during a response can be confidential and should be treated as such. Unless instructed otherwise, information provided during the response, including briefings and situation reports, should be considered confidential and for official use only until public notification is made. All actions during a response must comply with the affected jurisdiction law and policies. Additionally, any policies and procedures established by a respective response agency will also need to be followed. Responders should follow the chain of command at all times and follow instructions provided by their supervisor. Communication during a response will be essential. Keep your supervisor informed of any progress, concerns, conflicts, or other problems with tasks assigned. Promptly report all injuries, accidents, and near misses. If any unsafe conditions are noticed, report them to your supervisor immediately. Seek medical attention as needed. To ensure optimum and secure communication, always test radios or phones prior to departure from the staging area. Check batteries often and replace as needed. When communicating information, speak slowly and clearly. If a message is unclear or complicated, the receiver should repeat the message content to the transmitter. Avoid using names over the radio. Keep radio and cell messages short. Messages should be professional, concise, and specific, never derogatory, and should never address sensitive issues. Do not interrupt others using the same frequency. For some responders, duty assignments on the deployment may involve a higher level of physical activity than their normal daily activities. Responders must be aware of their current fitness level and recognize that an increased activity level, working extended shifts, and reduced sleep may have an effect on their personal health and safety. Responders should know their limits and strive to work within their limits to avoid endangering themselves or their coworkers. During response activities, it will be important for personnel to be accounted for at all times. Follow personnel accountability instructions such as site check-in and check-out or the use of the buddy system. Emergency response is a team effort. Self-dispatching or acting independently of the coordinated emergency response plan can be dangerous and is not permitted. Only undertake activities that are within your physical capabilities and within the scope of your training. Do not take risks that are likely to cause injury to yourself or others. Each responder is expected to comply with all of the established health and safety policies and safe work procedures. Do not perform tasks until proper safety and health controls have been put into place. Any responder uncomfortable with a particular duty or situation due to safety concerns should relay the circumstances via the appropriate chain of command. Refuse to perform tasks that pose an imminent danger. Wear all personal protective equipment needed for the task and maintain constant awareness of your surroundings. Responders using response vehicles are responsible for their safe operation and condition. Vehicles will be issued only to personnel with a valid driver's license. Vehicles are to be used only for response tasks and basic personal needs, such as transportation to and from hotels, meals, grocery store, etc., and may not be used for personal purposes. While driving, obey all traffic laws, including speed limits and seatbelt use. Be patient and courteous with other drivers. Drivers should never use cell phones while the vehicle is in motion. Instead, pull the vehicle over to safely talk on the phone. Do not text while driving. Long work hours are probable during a response. Keep alert when driving. Do not drive if you are drowsy. Set realistic goals for the number of miles driven in a day. Drivers should never operate a vehicle if impaired by alcohol or medications that induce drowsiness. Alcohol should never be consumed or carried in vehicles. Smoking in the vehicles is not permitted. Vehicle damage may occur during response activities. Whether damage occurs by vehicle accident, vandalism, or environmental damage such as hailstones, report it immediately to your supervisor. Responders should handle all public interaction situations in a respectful fashion. Do not provide false or misleading information. Do not improperly use identification, information, status, power, or authority to gain unnecessary access, favors, special privileges, benefits, exceptions, or gifts. Avoid conflict of interest situations, including the offer of or acceptance of bribes, gratuity, or favor. If these situations occur, report them to your supervisor. Be cognizant of the public's perception and their impact on businesses, especially those involving publicly accessed establishments, such as live bird markets or custom slaughter plants. Any animal health emergency situation will be of major interest and concern to individuals residing near the location as well as in other parts of the country. Misinformation and rumors can cause panic among people who have little or no control over unfolding events. Be cognizant of your actions at all times. In today's technological society and ease of internet access, the potential for rapid upload of photos or videos to the internet can be damaging or beneficial to a response and depends greatly on responder behavior and actions. Limit or avoid communicating with the news media during field operations. If you are approached by the media or the public, refer them to the on-site public information officer. This will ensure consistent messages are delivered regarding the response situation. For more information on responder conduct and behavior during an animal health emergency response, consult the USDA FADPREP Health and Safety Guidelines and the USDA NAHRQ Deployment Guide. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.